My dear viewers, I greet you all in our Islamic way. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah's peace, mercy, and blessings be with you all. In a previous episode, we mentioned that the glorious Quran contains a chapter called Iron, Al-Hadid. And this chapter compares the descent of the divine message to man with the descent of iron on earth. And it has been very recently proved that all the iron in our solar system was actually sent down from outer space, because when the earth was separated from the sun, it was no more than a heap of ash, a heap of ash containing nothing heavier than aluminium silicon. And this iron meteoric bodies came down in the swarms of meteorites, much greater number than the amount of meteorites are that hit the earth today. And of course, they came at a great speed. And by virtue of its density and great speed, it penetrated the heap of ash. It did cause to melt by the heat of settlement. And it did cause all the heap of ash to melt and to be differentiated into seven earths, actually seven globes enveloping each other, with the greatest density, the greatest mass in its core, a solid iron core containing 90% iron, 9% nickel, and 1% light elements. Then a molten outer core having the more or less similar chemical composition, and then three layers of mantle: lower mantle, middle mantle, upper mantle, and the subcrust and the crust. These are actually the seven earths hinted to in the glorious Quran by a verse at the end of Surah Al-Talaq, and mentioned repeatedly in the sayings of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And we notice that this differentiation was mainly created by the variation in the concentration of iron in every sphere, having the greatest concentration of iron in the core of the earth, and the percentage of iron decreases gradually from that core to the outer crust, where it's only 5.6%. This process actually did expel from within the heap of ash all its, or not all, most of its water content, and it's actually its gaseous content, building the atmosphere of the earth, as well as the hydrosphere, the outer water layer of the earth. And for many centuries, people actually did not know the source of water on earth. Our planet is the richest planet we know of in water, so much so that scientists call it the watery planet or the blue planet. And Allah has endowed our planet by around 1,400 million cubic kilometers of water. And all this water was actually expelled out from within the heap of ash on melting. And that's why Allah has expelled the atmosphere of the earth and the hydrosphere of the earth from within the earth. And for many centuries, people actually were wondering, where did this great amount of water on earth come from? Many theories have been put forward, which all fell down, including the comet theory, because a comet is only a small mass of rock surrounded by a great cover of ice. And science imagined that in the early history of the earth, some of these comets actually hit the earth, and as a result of this impact, the ice melted and formed the great quantity of water on the surface of our planet. And only towards the end of the 20th century, careful observation of volcanicity has proved that some of these volcanoes expel great quantities of water, water vapor. And water vapor can constitute sometimes more than 70% of the total gases emitted from volcanic vents. And by a simple calculation, science came to prove that all the water on the surface of our planet was actually expelled from within the Earth. This became an accepted knowledge only towards the end of the 20th century, while we read in the Quran, Surah An-Nazi'at, chapter number 79, verses 30 to 31, we read, وَالْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ دَحَاهَا أَخْرَجَ مِنْهَا مَاءَهَا وَمَرْعَاهَا. And after that, he, meaning Allah, all glory be to him, has caused the earth to expand. And here the word earth means the outer crust of the earth. He caused the earth to expand through volcanic activity. He, Allah, drew out from within it, from within that earth, its water and its pasture. And only very recently, it has been scientifically proved that the massive quantity of water which Allah has bestowed our earth with was actually expelled out from within the earth. This scientific fact that came to human knowledge only a few decades ago was revealed in the glorious Quran in Surah An-Nazi'at, chapter number 79, verses number 30 and 31. وَالْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ دَحَاهَا. And the verses are speaking about successive stages in the creation of the universe. وَالْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ دَحَاهَا. And after that, he, Allah, has caused the earth to expand through volcanic activity. He, Allah, drew out from within it, from within the earth, its water and its pasture. And this is the very first notion, that the great quantity of water Allah has bestowed our planet with was actually physically expelled out from within the earth. It came as hot vapors, to find that Allah has created a cool layer in the outer atmosphere of the earth, in the outer climatic zone of the earth, and of course it condensed and came down as fresh water. Not only this, but the water cycle around the earth was actually repeatedly spelled out in the glorious Quran and in the traditions of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to again indicate one of the great bounties of Allah, all glory be to him, on us, on human beings. Because if this massive quantity of water remained stagnant on the surface of our planet, it would have rotted immediately, because we have millions of living beings in every cubic centimeter of water. They live and die, and of course it can cause water to rot and be unsuitable for human being usage, or even animals and plants. And that's why Allah has caused the sun rays to evaporate the water, leaving behind all its impurities, go to the higher levels of the climatic zone, and of course to condense and come down as pure water. And this has been repeatedly mentioned in many, many verses in the glorious Quran. So this book, which was revealed more than 14 centuries ago to an unlettered prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in an unlettered society, contains these great quantity of scientific facts that were not revealed to man except in the last few decades of the 20th century. For the Quran to spell these facts out is a living testimony to every sane person that this book cannot be the work of man. It is the divine word in its divine purity. And inshallah, I hope we can meet again in other episodes where we can spell out some of these 1200 cosmic verses that have been very precisely scientifically tailored in that book that was revealed more than 14 centuries ago. And until we meet in a coming episode, I thank you for listening, and leave you in peace, and pray for your best, and greet you in our Islamic way. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah's peace, mercy, and blessings be with you all.